I'm pulling out the driveway. We all know what that means. It's time for another drive to work. Okay, so today is another episode of Replies with Rachel.
Hello.
So this is number 3, I think.
Number 3, yeah.
Okay, so here's how it works. We asked you guys to send in questions, which you did on my Twitter, and then Rachel and I, on our drive to work today, are going to answer the questions. And I think people got in the spirit. There's a lot more questions for Rachel today. So, okay, so the way it works is Rachel has the list of questions. She can ask any question in any order, and then we will answer them. So, Rachel, what is the first question?
Okay, first question is from George Merrow at VoxP VoxD. Ask, what's the best piece of advice you ever got from your father?
Okay, what is the best piece of advice I ever gave you?
I don't know, because you typically don't, like, sit down and be like, here's the moral of the story. So, I don't know. I think that's something I got to pull out from, like, I don't know. I mean, today, like, this probably isn't going to show up in December, but right now it's currently December, and I'm having a holiday party, so I've inherited your party planning genes.
Yes.
With, you know, getting all, like, the food and the decorations and planning things, so, like, you know, precisely... I've gotten that.
You have my over-preparation skills.
Over-preparation skills. Yes. I feel like that's like the number one thing that's coming to mind right now.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, and then okay. Josh Davenport at Sage of Carol Keep said, follow on, what's the worst piece of advice you've ever received from your father?
Okay, what's the worst piece of advice I ever gave?
I don't know if there's ever been a time that you told me something that was so bad that I like screwed something up.
So what you're saying is my advice in general is pretty good.
I mean, of the advice you give, which, I mean, I don't know how often you give it. It's pretty decent when you do.
I think we're crushing like, people's ideas that every day I go, Rachel, here's a tidbit to think about. That'll do that.
Not really, no. It's just kind of things you do and I just kind of, like, pick up on them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I guess, like, trait-wise.
Yeah.
Like, I guess joke-making, because I enjoy joke-making, but, like, when you... If there's a difference between when you say a pun and when you hear a pun. Because when you say a pun, it feels like the best thing in the world. And when you hear a pun, you're like, oh my god. Like,
don't lose that saying a pun is awesome feeling.
Well, not just hearing a pun. Like, we hear your puns and we're like, oh my gosh. And then I say the same pun and I'm like, this is the greatest pun ever. So I have that.
Okay. All right. Okay, so let's move on.
Okay.
Next question.
Brian Dale at J. Temkin asks, what about magic will change the most in the 10 years after you retire? Man, they're looking ahead.
Looking ahead. Okay, but we're talking many, many years from now.
Would you retire, though?
No time soon. But someday. I mean, someday I'll retire.
Someday.
So I guess the question is, what influence do I have on magic that the lack of me being there would keep it from being true?
I guess so.
I mean, the thing is, a lot of the stuff I think I've done for magic is I've changed how we function, meaning even when I'm gone, I expect us to function that way.
I guess that's how I probably want your reign to be, because you don't want to be when you leave things fall apart, it's when you leave things continue the way that it would be if you were.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely things I enjoy that I push toward. Like, I like sets high in synergy, and, you know, I definitely like counters and tokens and doubling things, and I mean there's definitely some influence you can feel me in the game where there's certain areas that I tend to push to, but once again, yeah, my goal is not to do things that I want to do because I want to do them. My goal is to sort of find different ways to express stuff and then create, like, I hope most of my changes are changes that are better for the game, not because personally I like them. So I don't really know what happens when I go, like when I retire, what changes. I mean, here's the biggest change that'll happen. It's not that I won't be there and things I do will stop happening. I think the biggest change will be somebody new will be making decisions and they will have things that they introduce that I didn't think to introduce. And so I think when you finally get a new head designer, you know, there might be just things that I've never prioritized, they do prioritize, or ideas they come up with that I never had that they introduce. And I think that's what will be the most different, is just, you know, a different person will introduce different things. Not that things I introduce will go away. I think a lot of my changes are sort of things that I change R&D, I just personally change things. So, okay, what's the next question?
All right, John Fairley at J. Fairley asked, Rachel, if you could grant one wish for your dad in 2017, what would it be?
Okay.
I think... I know.
Yeah.
My wish for you would be to get invited back to Disney, because they invited you once, and we keep wanting them to invite you back.
Yeah, so what happened was, I don't know, 3 years ago at this point?
I think so,
I got invited to speak down at Disney, Walt Disney Interactive.
Yeah.
at the R&D department of Walt Disney Interactive invited me down to speak. And in exchange for me speaking, basically my family got a vacation at Disney World.
Disneyland.
I went down to California. And they loved it. And they're like, you should go back and speak again. So
Alani. We want to go to Alani.
You want to go to Alani?
The Hawaiian version.
If only Hawaiian game designers could learn more about it. Okay.
Sean Neal at Neal_down_before_me. That's a pretty cool name. That's okay. What I would do if my last name were Neal. All right. He asks, what is the most memorable road trip you've taken without your dad? We're not a family to take road trips.
Like, what road trip have you taken? You don't take road trips.
Yeah, because you won't go in an RV.
I don't want to go in an RV.
Oh my gosh. We keep everyone in the family is fine with an RV except for you. We have to take a trip to like the Grand Canyon. I think it'd be fun.
We don't need to go in an RV to go to the Grand Canyon.
We're going to fly in a plane? What?
Okay. We've gone on some car trips. We don't go that far, though. Like, we've gone to, like, Portland and Vancouver, but we're not, like, a pile in the car and drive for 20
hours.
You're
not a pile in the car.
I'm not a pile in the car.
I at least want to try it. Like, I can't, like, diss it unless, like, I've tried it. Like, I don't know. Like, the most memorable trip, like, I remember going to Hollywood for a Girl Scout filmmaking camp, but that was without the entire family. So that's the only trip
Trip you've taken with the family?
Trip with the family. How many trips have we gone on? It's typically been like Disney World, Disneyland, Vancouver, Portland. Where else have we gone?
We've gone to Solid City. We've gone to Lake Tahoe.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like.
Yeah, we go to Florida. Obviously, Florida a bunch of times.
I mean, Disney's always a hype for me, so I always like going to those.
Like going to Disney.
I always like going to those. I mean, like I said before, I like going to Disneyland when you got invited because we had a VIP. Tour guy, her name was Stephanie. She was the nicest person ever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Want her back.
So part of the because I gave a speech there. One of the things they gave us is they gave us a VIP tour for 6 hours one day.
That was so cool.
And I ruined Disneyland for my children and my wife.
Yes.
Basically, the way it works, those who know, is a VIP tour is you have someone who's like an expert that can just take you wherever, and you get to go to the front of the line. And we did 18 rides in 6 hours. So
we have been spoiled.
Yes. Anyway, it was very fun. So thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Okay. You know my favorite trip of 2016.
Oh, we're doing trips 2016. What trips did we take in 2016?
Well, I'll tell you my favorite trip.
All right, fine. Tell me.
I went to California to VidCon.
Oh yeah.
So Rich and I did a trip all by ourselves this year.
I forgot. Yeah, Sarah's coming with us next year.
Sarah's planning to come with. Yeah, next year we up by one, but it was just me and you. That's the first trip you and I ever took. I'm like in a plane.
That was fun. Yeah, it was our first convention. I mean, it seemed overall pretty decent. Cause then again, I don't plan to go to Comic-Con.
that was Rachel's first convention and my 108th convention.
Yeah, I was only shut out by like one panel because it was overfilled. But otherwise than that, I got into every panel I wanted to go to. So I figured it'd be a pretty decent job.
Yeah, no, it was very interesting. For those that know, VidCon is actually I did a whole podcast on VidCon.
Oh yeah,
so
I guess so.
Go listen to my podcast on VidCon. But no, it was fun. It was a fun trip. Okay, next question.
Let's see. Okay, Ben Vandegrift at CNTier said, if Mark Rosewater would dye his hair the colors of Rachel's choice, what colors would she choose? What color would look good on you? Because you already have gray hair, but I don't know if, like, silver hair would, like, help you more. Like, what do you think of, like, silver hair? You ever seen, like, silver hair?
Is silver that much different than
we're
gray
like,
hair?
We're like, it's gray, but, like, it's more, like, a little more, like, shiny. And just looks a little more, like, just nice. Like,
my choice for my dad is make his hair a little shinier. I don't know. You could,
You never saw me with
anything but gray hair. You've only known
I see some pictures of you as a kid with, like, blonde hair, but then again, you look really different, like...
Yeah, when I was a kid, I had like bright blonde hair.
Why
do I have gray hair?
Because
I'm old. That's why I have gray hair. No, I actually grayed very young.
Oh my goodness.
So,
but I don't know. Like, I mean, I've dyed my hair purple, pink. I had it blonde because, like, when you have color, you have to bleach your hair and all the color just, like, washed out. And then I dyed my hair back to brown. I'm proud of dyeing it, like, a darker color. Probably not black, but, like, darker brown. But I don't know what looked good on you. Maybe brown. I don't know. I mean, I've lived all of my life seeing you with, like, gray hair. So it's, like, I don't really know.
I like my hair fine, but,
I mean, I don't know, more white, more gray, maybe, like maybe a different color.
Maybe I would do something different, like red, like a redhead or something, you know?
Ooh, red, I have seen this guy in my school, and he had, like, this sort of, like, darker, like, red hair that was sort of, like, the color of, like, Mars soil. That looks really cool. That'd be kind of cool.
That's what you go through for red Mars soil?
That's the closest I can think of. It's some kind of space thing.
So.
It's super red, but I forgot what
okay.
it was.
Next question.
Let's see. Oberon at Oberon_MTG asks, what's the best advice you can give to someone starting out after college with a new career?
Best advice that you give someone starting a new career. I mean, clearly what I would say is, take a job that you can find passion in. Something that, you know, it's not that every job is going to ultimately be your dream job, but try to find jobs in which there's something exciting to do. Because I really feel that, like, being happy in life is doing things you enjoy doing. And so part of that is finding jobs, at least aspects of the job you really enjoy. I'm not saying you have to, when you start off, there will be things you have to do that you don't necessarily enjoy. But I think my advice basically is don't prioritize money when choosing your first job. Prioritize something you will enjoy doing. Because, as they say, you can't buy happiness. You know, and the other thing is think long term, because the idea is your early jobs are going to lead to later jobs, and try to think of where jobs can lead you and take jobs that you think you will enjoy that will take you ultimately, like, long term, you want to end up in a job you truly, truly love. And how do you get there? Figure out where you want to go and aim that direction.
As someone who has not been to college yet, but is currently a junior and spending all their time prepping for college, I don't know, some kind of prestigious advice about, like, opportunity, because I remember being like, open, you know, when one door closes, another one opens, opportunities, and just, like, I don't know, just doing as much as you can.
Okay, next question.
Let's see. Another question from Oberon, a quick okay. one, says, how do you balance the individual needs of three small children?
You were going for all the non-magic questions. Okay,
I'm sorry.
My three small children are no longer small. Rachel's 16, and Adam and Sarah, my twins, are 12, almost 13. So how do you balance the needs of three children? It's kind of like how you balance the needs of all these different players that want different things out of your game. I mean, part of it is finding things that they all like. Part of it is making sure that each one has their, you know, not everything has to be for every kid, and I try to make sure that different kids have things that they want. You know, like this last year, you know, it was Rachel go to VidCon, so we went to VidCon. Yeah, and, you know, you want to make sure that you have moments with your kids and you do things that the kids can remember and enjoy. And you also want to find common ground where you can do things where all the kids can, you know. And sometimes you do something where one of your kids loves it and the other kids, like, you know, they're okay with it, but it's not the thing they love. It's a matter of mixing it up.
Typically, your time is going to conventions with us. Like, you went to VidCon with me last year, you're going to go with me and Sarah this year, and Adam, you take him to BrickCon and Emerald City Comic Con, and you took me and Sarah to Geek Girl Con. Like, you take us a lot of conventions. That's
we
like
do a lot of conventions.
Well, that's your way of bonding.
Well, that's a lot. That was more a one-on-one type thing. But, yeah, I mean, in general, like I said, one of the challenges of both making magic and having a, you know, larger family is different people want different things, and it's the key is not making sure that everybody loves everything, but making sure everybody loves something. And that, you know, giving people their moment and their chance to really connect and bond. That's my advice. Okay, give me a magic question. This is a magic blog.
Oh, you talk magic all the time. That's the point of your magic podcast.
I don't mind mixing in non-magic stuff, but we should have...
All right.
It is a magic... We should have some magic questions.
Okay, Brian Dawes at MTG Lord of Leaves. I think it's Leaves. Asks, yeah. What is your favorite tribe in Magic the Gathering?
What is my favorite tribe?
What's... Tribe?
So in Magic, there are different creature types. Like, you can be an elf or a goblin. I mean, the creatures can be an elf or a goblin or a human or, you know, a merfolk.
What is that called? Human men.
You can be human. So, they're asking me what my favorite tribe is. Now, the funny thing is I did a whole podcast where I picked my top 20.
Do you remember what your first one was?
Yeah, my first one was zombies. I like zombies a lot.
Zombies.
So, zombies hold a place near and dear in my heart, followed closely behind by oozes, I think.
Griffins and dragons seem the most, like, cool choice.
Dragons are the most popular overall. The when we
dragons
people,
are pretty cool. Aren't there griffins?
There are griffins.
Griffins, what are griffins? They're, like, something of a lion, something of an eagle, something of, like, a...
Head of a lion, body of an eagle, or something like that.
Huh. I thought it was, like, head of an eagle, body of a lion. Well, they can fly. I thought it was, like, three animals. Was it not, like, three animals?
as griffins, but they're not. Dragons are the most popular creature type, followed by angels. What's number three? Is it goblins? But anyway, the my favorite. For some reason, I really like zombies. I don't know why I like zombies so much.
Are they like fast zombies or like slow zombies?
Slow zombies. I don't like fast zombies.
No death for me. I'm not that today.
I mean, I've talked about this. Like, to me, what makes zombies this cool sort of villain or creature is that they're. It's only in mass that they're scary. That any one individual zombie, you as a human, can take. But, you know, a massive hordes. Zombie just overwhelms you. So, the hordes of zombies just tire you out. So
just imagine, like, one zombie, you're like, oh, man.
But anyway, if you haven't listened to my podcast on the top 20, my top 20 creature type, you can go listen to it. So, okay, next.
Warren Smith at the Warren Smith asks, what do you two get in trouble for mom the most? What does mom not like it when we do?
As a unit, mom gets mad at us, or individually mom gets mad at us?
Individually and as a unit. What do we do as a unit to make, like, mom? We make a lot of puns, but, like, not together.
Yeah, I've worn her down. She's used to puns.
You have watered her down.
I've worn her down. What do we do?
I don't know. You forget stuff. We got a concept of, like, post-it notes.
Yeah, I forget stuff. She's pretty forgiving of me forgetting stuff.
She gets mad at me. I mean, I'm a small child of 16. Everything.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying. I don't know. There's nothing we do together.
There's nothing specific. We're like a tag team duo. Like,
I mean, sometimes, I don't know. I don't think as a group that particularly what she gets mad at us for. I mean, sometimes we goof off a little bit, and I think she's okay, and then we can carry it a little too far, and then she gets mad. Like, I'll do this thing where I'll start making up rhymes, and, like, she'll handle the second or third one, but by the like, fourth or fifth one,
she's done.
So she's like, she's done. So, I've learned, I get, like, 2-3 rhymes, and then I gotta stop, so.
That's funny.
Okay, next question.
Alright, Robert Gross at rgross82 asks, I own a new game store, and I'm gonna have a baby soon. I need some advice on living your passion and making a good home life.
Okay. So my big advice on having a balance... I did a whole podcast on work-life balance. Yeah.
See, you talked about everything already.
We're in the 400s, so I've had a lot of podcasts. My big advice is this, which is, and this is a quote from that podcast, is priorities aren't priorities unless you prioritize them, which means that make sure you make time for the family. Make sure you allocate time. Having a job that's passionate is great, but you can't let it eat up all your time and allocate your time correctly. So make sure that you're getting out of work at a regular time and that, you know, you're not there. That if you want to enjoy your family and be part of your family, you got to be there. So make the time for it. That's the number one rule to me of just having a good family life is being there, you know, and being there for your family and stuff. So. Okay, next question. All right.
Rafi of the Many at, I think it's RMDCB.
Okay.
Ask, how big is the design space for gods?
How big is the design space for gods? It is not huge. One of the big questions is we did the god subtype in Theros. We did 15 gods. And Kamigawa did 5 gods, although we didn't quote unquote call them gods, although they were kind of like gods. And then in Shadowmoor, we did 5 creatures that were kind of gods, or god-ish. I mean, it depends on... One of the things we got to figure out as we make more gods is what defines gods. Like, if you're a god creature type, what do you have to have? In general, they got to be pretty big and splashy, meaning it's not like we have little tiny gods or anything, so...
What is gods?
Like a creature type. Like we talked about zombies before.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Theros, which is a Greek mythology-inspired world, and we had 15 different gods, like Zeus and Poseidon, but they were magic gods. I don't know. My take on it is, because it has to be big and splashy, and we want to have some continuity to our gods, I think the space is limited, but not... I think from time to time we can make gods. I think we have the ability to... In worlds where it makes sense that they're gods, we have enough design space to do that. But it's tricky, and I'll be honest with you that designing gods is really hard. So, I mean, not that we can't make more, but it's one of those things that every time we do it, it's going to be a lot of work because it requires a lot of iteration and stuff. So I would say there's some space, not a lot of space.
Okay.
Next.
Chris Coywell I think it's Colwell.
Okay.
Sorry. We have a printing issue. Chris Coywell at GM Crate. Sorry, it's asked, what book did you read for the first time this year that each of you would recommend?
Oh, the book Sorry, this year. I know my answer.
You mean the book's over?
Yeah.
Tell them about yours.
There's a book called Creativity Inc., which is by the CEO, I forgot his name, the CEO of
it's Ed
Pixar.
Something. Ed Aswell.
Aswell? I apologize. It's the guy. It's the CEO of Pixar, and it's a book all about sort of managing the people at Pixar, and he has a lot of stories about how Pixar came to be and different issues that they've dealt with, and you know, I don't know. It's fascinating. I thought it was really cool. If Pixar is something you're interested in, and you know, management or sort of how companies function is something you're interested in, it's a really interesting book.
What did I read this year? I remember I did read a Walt Disney
biography
recently. It wasn't an autobiography.
He didn't write
a biography.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I mean, his life, because he started out really poor, and then he got to a point where just like everything kept going, he kept failing, and he just got really sad. And then he became happy because all of a sudden he started doing really well. And then it came like a little bit more sad, and then it just kind of like more like depressing because then all of a sudden he like started getting cancer and you know dying.
Okay, so
that was a very much like
sad,
a roller coaster.
Happy, sad.
It was a very like roller coaster of stuff. Like I don't really know.
Yeah, no, a lot of people, a lot of people don't know the details of Disney. He was an interesting man, and he definitely had a lot of challenges, right?
Yeah, he did. And I also read my friends and I, we were really obsessed with the Flowers in the Attic series just because of how weird it is. Like you look up any Virginia Andrews book, any V.C. Andrews book. All her books are, like, really morbid. She's made, like, 20 different series, and they're all morbid. Like, no matter
what
one you read. It's really funny how morbid things are.
When you sell millions of books about morbid.
Look up V.C. Andrews. Like, she just makes really, like, morbid books about, like, really creepy things. But it's kind of funny. I don't know. That's a lot of stuff that I read for, like, school assignments. I don't know, for, like, fun. But I don't know. I kind of read on the daily. I feel like those would be my two.
Okay, next question.
Alrighty, let's take a look. Okay, the Booze Cube, asks, how do I convince my wife to let me name our next daughter due in May, Liliana? I think it's pretty, like...
Yeah, here's what I would say.
I know it's a card, but it's really pretty.
Rely a lot on the prettiness of the name and make sure she doesn't read stories about Liliana. That's your best bet.
What happened to Liliana?
Well, Liliana in Magic is... she's a black mage, and she's not the best role model. So if you're trying to get your daughter named Liliana, the less your wife knows about the character of Liliana, I would say the better for you. It's a pretty name. It's a very pretty name. So hopefully bank on the prettiness of the name.
I know a girl in my school named Lily, and that's a pretty name.
Yeah, no, it's a very
pretty
name.
I like Liliana. It's pretty. Just like, focus on the prettiness.
I also like the character. She's not someone to emulate. That's all. She's a cool character, but okay. Next,
let's see. Do. All right, Patrick at Miss Nufflegum has asked, what is the Rosewater family's favorite family movie? We watch movies like every Saturday.
Yeah, the thing we're doing right now is Saturday night is Rosewater movie night. We watch Rosewater movies. The thing we're doing right now, we've been doing for a little while, is we're trying to watch as many best pictures as we can.
Yeah, how many? We've probably gone through like a fourth of them or something.
Yeah, we've watched quite a bit. So yeah. Let's see.
What was our favorite of those, though?
I don't know. What was your favorite of those?
Around the World 90 Days was super long and super weird. Like, there were funny points in it, but I wouldn't have those, like, as, like, my favorite. It's kind of weird.
We watched it Around the World 90 Days.
If you've ever seen World Around 80 Days, my favorite part is when they have, like, they're talking about, like, him going over the mountains because he's, like, an air balloon. And they're like, which mountains? Like, I don't know. He could be over, like, you know, the Appalachians or something. And then one of them goes, check your gloves! And he just, like, tips his hat. And it's so funny. What are there like good movies?
So we watch so much movies.
Oh, Slumdog Millionaire! I love Slumdog Millionaire. It's so sad. Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, we watched Slumdog Millionaire.
It's so sad. Like Andy Hall. The way my mom described it to me, it sounds really happy, but it's not happy. It's so depressing.
Yeah, we watched Kramer vs. Kramer. We watched.
Oh, Kramer vs. Kramer. Oh, that was sad.
We watched Casablanca.
Argo was thrilling. Casablanca. That was kind of weird.
What was the silent one called? The Artist. We watched The Artist.
Oh, we watched The Artist. That one was weird too. I thought someone died at some point. I was like, oh, I'm dying.
We watched Oliver.
Oh, yeah. Oliver was strange. I did not expect Oliver to be that dark. As dark as I remember.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, some of these movies I've seen before and some I haven't. Rachel's not seen any of them, so,
I mean, I watched Spotlight because, like, near Oscar time, and I mean, We watched that, and I think that was pretty good, because I guess the best picture. That was good. That one's more, like, deep. There's some of them that are very happy, some are very, like,
what is
deep.
The Rose Waters favorite film? I don't know. I know my favorite film.
What's your favorite?
Harold and Maude is my favorite film.
What's your favorite film? I don't know what my favorite film is. I know because it's near Christmas time for us, at least, while we're making this podcast. So I'm excited to watch Elf again, because my sister is in a production of Elf, and I love everything about Elf.
Sarah's in the play
Elf. I love
Elf.
The musical. I love the movie. I can correctly take the BuzzFeed quiz. I got 10 to 10, so I think I do really.
We watch Elf every year. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of movies we like. I'll say Elf for now. I don't know the proper answer.
Okay, next Stephen question. At Stephen, I think it's Conofel, Candofel. I'm sorry, we're having a lot of difficult trouble here.
Yeah, our printer with that too.
Yeah. Ask, what are your favorite color or colors in magic?
Well, one of the things, there's no way to do my job and do the amount of design I've done without me falling in love with all the colors. I actually like all 5 colors. I really, really do. I find each color to be really interesting, and so I don't really have a favorite. It's kind of like if you said, you know, which of your kids is your favorite? I like all my kids. I don't have a favorite kid. I don't have a favorite color, so.
Well, maybe you do have a favorite, but you just love all of us.
I don't have a favorite. I honestly don't. I mean, the point is, I love each kid for what the kid is. I love each color what the color is, and I really am a fan of all 5 colors, just like I'm a fan of all of my kids. I think when I first came to work, I definitely leaned toward probably blue and red, because those are the colors that I had the most affinity towards. But since I've been here, I've really come to realize that, I write tons of articles and do tons of podcasts about the colors, because I really get passionate about the color pie. It's something I love. So it's neat to dig in deep on the color. So I love them all. I will not choose.
Okay. Michael Farkasson, @Mike_Farkasson, asked, how do you personally get people to overcome the fear of looking dumb and speak their minds?
So like for public speaking, I guess he's asking?
I guess so. I mean, I was thinking more of like when someone's talking to them and they ask for questions and you're like, I got a question.
I mean,
I don't know, just anything, I guess.
Since I don't give lessons to Rachel, I'll give it to you guys. Here's one of the things that I think is important is, I think people give way too much credence to what other people think. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't take the people who you value, people that mean something to you, and listen to what they have to say. But the people that aren't, like, too much, people take the opinion of people that don't matter to them and make changes based on that. And the point is, do what is right for you. Don't let the opinions of others shy you away from what feels right. And part of it is, you know, if you're going to speak and you have passion for what you're speaking about, speak about it. I don't care if other people like my topic, you know what I'm saying? I want to be passionate about my topic, and I'll find others that share my passion. And, you know, if I try to live my life trying to make everybody else happy rather than make myself happy, I'm going to be miserable. So do things that make you happy, and the people you love and you care about that mean something to you will love the fact that it means something to you, and they will enjoy it. So,
and confidence is key.
Confidence is key. That's a fine advice from Rachel. Okay.
James Partridge at Fun and James. That's another good name. I like his creativeness. What do the other Rosewater family members think Amaro's a version of bananas? Well, let's see. I know my mom eats bananas. My brother eats bananas. My sister Sarah sometimes eats bananas. I only eat bananas if they're in smoothies. Like, I can't eat a raw banana, but if it's in a peanut butter banana smoothie, like, I'm all for it.
Okay, we were saying on the banana index. Okay, the banana index, I'm at one extreme. The other extreme is...
I'm at, like, 4. Like, you put it in a smoothie and I'm chill, but, like, otherwise
I'm not. I'm saying, but from the bananas to bananas, I'm at the bananas side. Probably the person that loves bananas most in our family is either my son, either Adam, or my wife, Laura. They both really like bananas.
Sarah's like, I feel like Sarah would if she wants to.
No, I feel like Adam and Mom are at one end of the spectrum. Sarah is a little farther down. You're further down than that. And then I'm at, the other end. I'm the only member of our family that won't eat bananas. And in fact, what I say to my wife is that one of the signs that I truly love my family is there's bananas in the house. So, okay, next question.
All right. Andy Moore, AJM, Moreland Haunt, asked, if you didn't work at Wizards of the Coast, what do you think you'd be doing by now?
Well, my plan before this, before I became a game designer, was I was going to write television, which I did a little bit. I think I'd still be there. I like to believe I'd I'd have a hit TV series, maybe a couple hit TV series. And you guys would all know my name, but not as a magic designer, as a the creator of awesome universes. TV shows. Yeah, awesome. So,
let's see.
Actually, the best thing I ever wrote, the pilot I wrote, that the best thing I ever wrote, that my one sadness of the life path I've taken is that that show is not a show on television. So,
wait, what show was this?
It was called Tech Court.
It
was a science fiction courtroom drama, and it was awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyway.
It does sound interesting. I'm a little, like, confused because there's never been a sci-fi courtroom drama.
Yes. Well, there was all one for a very short period of time, but not a successful one. Okay, go ahead.
Time underscore elemental asks, what traits has Rachel inherited from you? That's basically her family. It's just, like, I am, like, a girl version of you. Adam's, like, a boy version of Mom. And Sarah's kind of somewhere between because Mom was adopted, so it's like we think she inherited some traits from her biological parents. Because, like, her nose, like, we don't know where, like, her nose came from. But, like, yeah, she's, like, super skinny than, like, the rest of us, so we don't know where that came from.
Well, she also is the jock that exercises all the time.
Yeah, so I guessing her biological parents.
Part of it might be her constant exercise rather than genes, but...
But she's also very skinny. Not even the fact that, like, she exercises, she's just also skinny. Like, even if she didn't exercise, she's just skinny.
She's small. She is skinny because she constantly exercises, I think. But she is small because she is
I mean, I've inherited from you, like, geekiness and just, like, puns.
Geekiness, puns. Yeah, your organizational style is similar.
Party planning and games.
But you act a lot like I did when I was younger when I had time. Like, when I have time, I over-prepare everything. I've gotten out of the habit because I don't have time anymore. I have so many things going on. But,
Well, typically, the weird thing is that I overplan things that don't really need, like, planning for. It's like, if we're going on a vacation, like, I remember we went to Disneyland, I organized the rides by how much we think.
I used to do that. Back when I had time to do that, I did it. I ran out of...
It's for things that I don't normally, like, do. Like, if it's schoolwork, it's like, eh. But, like, if we're going to, like, you know, Disneyland, I'm like, I'm all for planning. I'm on the research team.
I mean, I think when you're interested, you get invested in. I've seen you do that in schoolwork when you're really interested in the thing you're doing.
Yeah, I guess so.
What are the traits... stubborn. All my kids are stubborn.
I'm saying for Mom, I know I've gotten, like, you know, cooking since, like, nurture.
But... Yeah, I mean, I see a lot. I see a lot of you, of me in you, so.
Is there anything else besides, is there any minute things? Like, very, like, small things?
There's just a lot of little things. Just the way you speak and... I mean, you, for example, you like writing.
I do.
You enjoy comedy. Definitely like the geekier side of things. You enjoy reading. You do a lot of things that I did. And some I still do. But back when I had time to just do things. Okay,
yeah, I guess
final question. We're almost to school here.
Oh, no, I did not.
Give a good,
I was not prepared to play. Okay, James Traversa at Dark Nazora asked, what would it take to Rachel play Magic? I have played Magic when I was like 8, and then I was like, nah, I'm good.
What would it take to get you back into Magic?
Back into Magic.
That's a good question. I want to know the answer to this.
I don't know. Like, I know they have a Magic Club, like, at my school. Like, there's so much to it now that I think before when I was, like, 8 or whatever, that's, like, the game that keeps building on itself. Like, I'm already confused by Pokemon. And I, like, play Pokemon Go, and that was fun because it was, like, easy. But, like, even, like, the trading card game is, like, I can't handle doing that. I don't know, money or something? Like
money? If someone paid you, you play that you're saying?
Like, maybe, I mean, if someone would be, like, to join, like, one game, like, if it's a person that I really enjoy spending time with and they're, like, bugging me about it, I'm like, okay, maybe, like, I'll sit, but, like, you know, I'll definitely, like, lose or something.
Okay, so
I don't plan on winning
a friend. Okay. So
a family member.
It doesn't matter that your dad cares about it. It's just maybe a friend played you play. Okay,
well, I would lose. I mean, if you want to actually play against someone who's going to win, you don't pick me because you know you're going to win because you know the game.
I mean, I'm a teacher beginner. I expect I will win more than they will. They've never played, and I played for 20 years.
So. There's just a lot. I have a lot. I focus on all the TV shows you watch. I have a lot of games and books and stuff. There's a lot of things going on that I have. I don't know,
okay.
Money. Final answer, money.
Money. Money would make me play. Okay, so we answered a bunch of questions. So thanks to everybody. I know we didn't get to all the questions, but thanks to everybody sending questions. We will do more future replies with Rachel because I drive her to school every day.
I'm sorry I asked as many magic questions. I like the more creative questions because, you know, I don't talk as much. One of the questions was, what do I do when you're doing podcasts? It's I listen to music. I don't do that much. I just sit in the car.
Yeah, she just listens to music.
I listen to music.
She ignores me is the answer.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us for our third Replies with Rachel.
Woo.
But we are now at Rachel's school, so we all know what that means.
Yep.
What does it mean?
It means the end of the drive to work.
So, what does that mean?
Instead of talking magic, it's time to be making magic.
She is listening.
No, because I keep hearing you mix up, and I keep telling you that you were wrong. And you're like, oh, no, and you're mistake it.
So, anyway, she's hearing something. Okay, thanks, guys, for joining us, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.